Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You and Rise to Win for Our Youth. I am Sandra Bueno, and I am the founder of the Rise to Win for Our Youth movement. And today is January 22nd, 2009, and I am very excited with today's show. Here with me are two exceptional people, two young people who have really taken leadership and a dream into their hands, and they are creating a movement, they are creating awareness, and they are also coming together to really stand for what it is to be here today in 2009, knowing that change is upon us and knowing that the young generation is the one with the ability and the power to make a difference. So what I'd like to do immediately is bring them both online, and this is going to be an exciting, exciting show. I would like to introduce you to Logan Smalley, as well as Darius, who is the star here of this show with Darius Goes West. And both of you, are you online?
All right, Darius made it. Thank you for having us. This is Logan speaking.
Excellent. Now, what I'd like to do is, rather than me sharing what it is that you both are doing, I'd like to give, Logan, if you can, give us just a framework of what it is that you started. And then Darius, who is the star here, will give him an opportunity to share really what's in his heart and what Darius Goes West really means.
Sure, and thank you for this opportunity. We really appreciate it. The story that you're mentioning, Darius Goes West, is a documentary film, and it was shot in 2005, but it ran the film festival circuit in 2007. And what it's about is about the other guy on the line here, Darius Weems, my good friend. I've known him since he was 5 years old. And Darius has a disease called Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and it's the number one genetic killer of children in the world. You're born with the full ability to walk and ambulate, and then as you grow older, you eventually use a wheelchair, the last muscles to be affected being your heart and breathing muscles. That said, it makes the film sound kind of sad or morbid, but as I'm sure you'll hear from Darius in a little bit, it is a very funny, happy film. Darius is the man, can't stress that enough, and the story is about Darius leaving home, our home in Athens, Georgia, for the first time, and driving all the way across country to California, you know, stopping on the way in New Orleans, Las Vegas, trying to do a hot air balloon ride, Grand Canyon, many other things. But the goal of the trip was to try and get his wheelchair customized on MTV's Pimp My Ride. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it became a feature length documentary. It won 28 Film Festival Awards in 2007. And we're still going. Now we're on a tour. It's actually a fundraising tour where we show the film at middle schools, high schools, colleges, and private benefits. And our goal is to sell 1 million DVDs, and we've actually traveled 14,000 miles in the last 3 months. And, you know, we have 1 year to try and reach our goal, and we're about 20,000 DVDs sold so far. And every DVD raises $17 for Darius's disease. So.
Wow, congratulations. That is an amazing thing, because here we're looking at so many different elements. You know, here you guys started, and, you know, it's just such a gigantic concept to look at, because what started as, you know, Pimp My Ride, which is something that a lot of people, older people, wouldn't even understand what that is, here, you know, there's the element of what it is that you wanted to do, what it is that your dream is, but really the underlying cause of Darius himself. And Darius, I'd like to now introduce you and just really, you know, from my heart, I'm so excited about you and what you are doing, because you are stepping up to really make a difference. And I know through your story and through who you are and your leadership and your willingness to just be such a lovely individual and an incredible soul, you are going to touch, you know, not just 1 million lives. And I know that with this program and what we are doing and the Rise to Win movement, this is going to get, you know, this is going to really achieve, I think, a lot of success, and then hopefully help you along the way with being able to fundraise and raise money to uncover the actual cost, and, you know, and maybe hopefully change the course of, you know, what's taking place now. So, Darius, welcome.
Thanks. I would say, it's just a pleasure being able to get on the road again and being able to affect something that me and my friends really care about, you know, in the movie, not only trying to help myself, but trying to help a whole group of people. So it's just fun, and, like, it makes life more fun, you know. It makes life worth living more, you know, doing this. And, like, me and my friends went on a road trip for 3 weeks, and, you know, it became this big thing. But, you know, I'm glad that I got to do this and being able to raise money for the Shin Muscle District. So it's just my pleasure being able to do this. So it's been a fun ride.
Now, for you, did you start off thinking that you were going to create a movie, or did you basically just have in your mind a desire to get out of Athens, Georgia, and travel the United States and be with your friends?
Yeah, exactly. It was just like a road trip for me and my best friends, you know, like just a road trip to take me out on West, just to, you know, get me away from home because I never left home, and then the idea of pimp my ride, but, you know, that we felt like, hey, this family, you know, but we didn't realize that it was going to become this big thing. So, you know, everything just worked out, but I feel like it worked out for a reason, and I'm glad I'm being able to affect this disease. And, you know, I like, it's a loving movie that people like to see, you know. So it's like,
yeah,
it's all walks of life to get them motivation, so.
That's right. And Sandra, this is actually being pretty humble, and also to touch on something you mentioned, you said that, you know, perhaps through our collaborative efforts, yours and ours, that we could discover the cause of Duchenne muscular dystrophy. But there's actually really good news. They've discovered the cause. Now they're simply, all the scientists are simply, they know exactly why it happens. So there's one target to try and affect. And I said Darius is being humble because just last year, Darius and his film raised over $2 million for scientific research for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Like I said, every penny of the film goes to research. And $2 million, you know, we all know the pharmaceutical landscape. That's not a ton of money. It's a ton of money for an individual to raise, but it's not a ton of money as far as experiments go. But the way it works is one experiment, when it works, then the big pharmaceutical companies will invest $100 million once a $2 million experiment shows that it works. And that's exactly what happened with us. There's a pill on the market right now that's working. You know, it's not the cure, but it is affecting the disease. And that started from some of the money that Darius raised. So it's
wow.
Really cool to be not be doctors, but to still play a role in affecting the disease, like Darius said.
And like, you guys didn't even start off that way. You guys really started as, I mean, I looked at your film and I saw the story behind it, how you guys were counselors, and you would, you know, and then that's just what I got, that you guys were there and you knew Darius and you watched him, and you also met his brother and you knew him.
Right.
And so there was a lot of camaraderie and care and love. And then, you know, you guys stepped up to, as friends, to go out there and do something fun and do something crazy. And through it, this whole new level of awareness and responsibility and purpose grew out of your union through selflessness, you know, through you guys wanting to, you know, join and partake in helping Darius create his dream. And it's just, to me, it's just, I see this, you know, this whole energy flow that is just showcasing. It can showcase the rest of the world and the rest of the adult world of, look, you know, you don't have to, you could just start off with something and you never know where it's going to go. But look at now how you're touching lives and how you're creating. And this is only going to get bigger and bigger, I feel.
That's right. And there's actually a really, really huge opportunity on the right on the horizon for us. Right now it's late January, but in early February, we've made friends with the National Principal of the Year, and he, along with his student body and a few other student bodies, high school student bodies and middle school student bodies that we've reached across the country, have decided to handwrite a letter to every single middle school and high school in the country on behalf of Darius Goes West. So we're really, really excited about reaching the population that we tried to reach with Pimp My Ride on the first, because, you know, the Pimp My Ride was a whimsical goal, but it was also one where we could reach an entire population of kids that this disease affects. You know, the late teens and early 20s is the mortality rate for this disease. And, you know, that's Darius's peers and our peers. And, you know, so we're really excited to have, after all this kind of hard work and all this traveling, to have a second crack at reaching that audience.
Now, how can the rest of the people listening right now, how can they support you and Darius? How can you guys be helped in your endeavor to reach, you know, a national audience, especially within the kids? I mean, if every kid goes and buys one, you guys are going to have, you know, I don't know how many kids are there in the middle and high school across the nation, but I know alone in here in West Palm Beach, I mean, we have something like 190,000 kids. I mean, that's all ages, you know, but that,
you're
that
exactly
only
right.
A lot of parents.
And,
so
you, and that's why, yeah, well, it's a really easy answer. We've worked so hard to make that answer so easy, and all you have to do is watch a good film. Because if just purchasing the film is a donation to the disease. Now, that's for someone who just wants to kind of get acquainted with the cause. Simply just buy an award-winning film, and it's a donation. And then if you, what happens 9 times out of 10 is someone sees it and is intrigued by Darius's character, or, you know, has a lot of fun experiencing the story, and they want to help more. And so, I mean, I think I would just say along those lines of reaching out to all the schools. You could follow up with the school. You could be sure that, you know, your principal or your teacher, whoever, you know, whoever you think you can convince the easiest to let you watch a movie in school, and it is, in a sense, an educational film. And you can do a fundraiser. That's what a lot of schools across the country, we've had schools step up and raise upwards of $20,000 over the last year, which is absolutely phenomenal. And I think it's exhibiting kind of a dormant passion within kids, and if you give them an explicit outlet to where they can, you know, take their energy and apply it, then amazing things can happen. And I don't think there's more an explicit outlet than a disease that affects kids and a disease presented through a charming story such as Darius's.
See, and this is what I saw with Darius. Darius, when I watched you in the film and you closed, you know, the way that you closed and you said, through MTV and Pimp My Ride, I can actually reach my own generation. And you being African-American, that's such an, you know, to me, that's such a, I think it's such a highlight and such a, you know, I can't even think of the word because I'm just so enthralled by you and just really inspired by you. Because you are such a young person, you know, and you are, you know, and here is something before you that can really stop you, but instead you're using it to step up, to make a difference, to inspire others, and to not allow yourself and your condition to prevent you from really manifesting your belief. And your belief is to help people and to raise awareness, and this is something that our generation and the kids who are younger need to, you know, realize that these things are happening and that we can all participate and make a difference, or at least be aware and conscientious so that we don't continue taking our lives, you know, going downward. Because that's what I see so much of happening right now, that kids do not recognize and realize, you know, the fortune that they have, or they don't recognize that whatever their situation, they still have it better than somebody else, and that they should be grateful for what they have. And you make that evidence so apparent that nobody can look away and say, you know what, this movie hasn't touched me, Darius hasn't touched me, you know, he truly is an inspiration, and he is a role model. So I can't stop telling you that, because I just really am so inspired. You know, I'm touched, I'm moved, and we've spoken with Logan about you guys being a part of Rise to Win for Our Youth, the one-day presentation that's going to be here, because that is a pilot for the rest of the United States, and that is to raise awareness, consciousness, and to really create leadership by having kids look at those real heroes, the real hero testimony of people that have challenges, but through their mindset, through their spirit, they have been able, and through their actions, they've been able to rise above and create something even bigger and better. And I would say that you would be the guest of honor. You would be that person that would come in and just truly have that red carpet treatment, because, you know, that's what I see you as, and I'm more than, you know, here, I mean, offering myself and whatever I can do to help you guys along this quest, because it really fits so many different areas of who we are as human people, you know, making a difference for our life.
Thanks.
Welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. So let me ask you, how many other guys were involved in this?
11 other guys.
And how did you guys make it across on this trip? Did you guys all basically took this trip alongside with you?
Yes, for 3 weeks. Well, I met most of the guys, like, worked at the camp, but I met Logan through my brother, Mario, and then I made friends with his brother, and his brother friends kind of came in, and then they stepped in to help me accomplish my goal of going out west.
And how difficult was it to get them all to say, okay, we want to come and join you? Was it hard? Was it easy?
Not really, because, like, most of the guys worked with me at camp, and it was down for it. So, yeah, I was down for it, and I appreciate, like, when they, like, stepped in and helped me accomplish this goal, and now we all in this fight together. So that what makes it so better, like, having somebody want to fight with you, and now, like it's urgent for us to try to help this disease, not only for me, but other people. So, you know, like, being on the road and all 12 of these guys helping me, and then, like, being able to see, like, people want to help me with this goal, it just makes it kind of a little less stressful when I know it's people that want to help. So I appreciate all the help.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's also a ton of fun. It doesn't take a lot of convincing. For example, I know you're in Florida, and we just cruised through there right before the holidays. And, you know, our stops was a screening that was pretty much hosted by the University of Florida baseball team, which is really tough for us to go to because we're all Georgia Bulldogs at heart. And but we got over it. They were an awesome group, and they're doing amazing things. And then Darius got to go to the, the Peabody Hotel in Orlando, in Central Florida, in Orlando. And he was the duck master. You know, where he escorts the ducks, which is, you know, a position that's been held by other celebrities. And, you know, and this was all cruising through. Florida was so good to us. And by the way, we'd be incredibly honored to be a part of your day, and we thank you for that opportunity.
Yeah,
no, that would be great. And how I got to you was through Ellen from Do Unto Others magazine. And, you know, I missed you guys when you guys came through and you guys got off your cruise that Ellen DeGeneres had put you on. But I just think this is so incredible because you guys are just showing how this is just getting bigger and bigger. And like you said, people and young people want to be, you know, a part of an outlet and a part of a movement and a part of getting them engaged. And you guys are just, you know, creating so much that is something that is just monumental. You know, it's superb. Now, what about Darius, your mom? What did your mom say when you were gonna leave?
Well, it was like a big break for her, for me to get away from home all that time. But she Logan had, like, me and Logan been knowing each other, and, like, he had been taking me, like, to basketball games and stuff. So, like, and most of the guys worked at the camp and they knew how to take care of me. So she wasn't that hesitant for me to go, but it was fun. But she called me every day, trust me.
That's funny.
She did call every day. And actually, you've seen the film, but that's some of the most beloved scenes is some exchanges between Darius and his mom on the telephone, you know, consisting of Darius's mom missing him so much that she's about to cry, and her being upset that Darius doesn't miss her as much as she misses him. And then, of course, Darius does miss her. And then even one at the end, Darius slips up and accidentally half curses. He doesn't fully curse, but he half curses. And that's when you really know who the mom is. And she's, you know, ready to take him home from the trip right then. And, you know, ground him or something. So that was a really funny people really respond to Darius's mom in the film because she's such a character.
It actually was. It does make, you know, when you said it, I immediately see you inside of the hotel room and I remember, you know, and Darius's face, and it's just that you guys are funny because, you know, this is something, for me, you know, what I see is turning, like they say, you know, how do you turn lemons into lemonade? And you guys have like a whole stand going.
Yeah, well, we're trying to set up stands all over the country, so if anyone wants to help, they can go to DariusJustWest.org and We sell DVDs instead of lemonade. It doesn't taste as good, but it also lasts a lot longer. So.
But it lasts a lot longer, and that's exactly. I mean, that's exactly. You guys are already on the site, on my site, therice2win.com, and your site is dariusgoeswest.org.
You got it.
Correct?
Or .com. They both work. Yeah.
Okay, they both go to the same place. And
mm-hmm.
Now, going forward, what's going to take place for you both?
I guess, like, still traveling. We got this goal for a whole year, so we traveling. And we heading out, like, to Dallas, Texas, and heading out back to California and got some things in Phoenix, Arizona, right, Logan?
Yeah, that's right. We leave really soon for that. Actually, we'll be on today's what, the 20th, so we'll be on the road tomorrow.
And all of you are still taking the same vehicle, or have you changed your ride?
Go ahead, D. You got that one.
So, what?
The question
are you
is
still in the same bus?
Oh, no, we got like a new RV, so it's pretty cool. Yeah, we got a new one. It's pretty big. Then we got a van that Dodge gave us like a year and a half ago, so we're still riding that. So it's fun, man. Definitely.
Yeah, we got a big RV and a big Sprinter. And also just on the horizon, so like Darius said, we're doing a whole cross-country tour all the way from Georgia, taking the southern route to Washington, and then going north to Washington State, and then all the way back. It's about 6 weeks long. Some of the highlights of that one are a big screening at UNC in North Carolina, couple of big screenings in Dallas, another big one in Seattle, but also there's a conference in California called TED Talks, and it's a really phenomenal conference. It's just TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design, and some really amazing people speak at it. And Darius and I are fortunate enough to have gotten accepted into the conference, and we actually might get to speak a little bit there, so we're really, really stoked about going west again. You know, it's kind of our sequel every time we do that.
That is an awesome event. I know. I've actually watched some footage with Tony Robbins, who was one of the speakers there, and he mentioned, everyone who's anyone is there, especially in technology, Google, Microsoft, Apple.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That Tony Robbins one is a great one. I think some of the speakers this year are Bill Gates and Seth Godin and Oliver Sacks. The list goes on and on. So we're really, really pumped about being a part of that.
Now, let me ask you, do you guys have in your website, because I'm actually there now, how do you guys have an ongoing schedule of where people can join up with you?
Yeah, you see in the upper right it says screenings.
Okay.
Yeah, if you just click on screenings, you'll see everywhere we're going from now until then. And we also update it a lot because, as you can imagine, as we kind of tool across the country, we get some friction and we end up adding a couple of screenings here or there, going to schools. That's another thing I should add. We visit these middle schools and high schools, especially the ones who are doing fundraisers for us, and it is a really, really fun day. Often the classes or whoever's seen the film will assemble, you know, either in a classroom or a lunchroom or auditorium, depending on how many people saw it. And, you know, we do a Q&A and we kick it with the kids and have some fun. And that's one of our favorite things to do, for sure, especially since we're pretty sure the middle schools and high schools, through this handwritten letter mailing campaign, are going to be the ones that help us meet our goal. So.
Wow. Now, going back to the handwritten mail campaign, how is that going to work?
So, like I said, the national principal of the year, Mark Wilson, is kind of, he would be reluctant for me to call him the leader of it because he's that good of a teacher or that good of a principal in that he believes his students are the leaders of it. And it was his students' idea to do this. They saw our need and stepped up and decided to help us meet it. And so what's going to happen is early February, we haven't set the exact date, there's a school in Morgan County, Georgia, high school. That's Mark Wilson School. They'll be handwriting all the high schools. And then there's also a school in Syracuse, New York, called J.D. Middle. And they'll be writing all the middle schools, along with the help of a couple of schools inside of Manhattan that we've also visited. And they will be sending a handwritten letter as well as, kind of a one-pager presenting us. And right now, we're trying to include a DVD within every mailer, to go ahead and skip that step and empower the students to watch it, and you know, and then you know they'll receive it, and hopefully they'll kind of join our community online and help us brainstorm towards this million DVD solution. But that said, I just stress again how awesome it is at a school. At the school in Syracuse, the one that's participating with us, they line the streets all the way, the entire drive leading up to the big school building. And there were signs, and there was a marching band, and they all had Darius Goes West fake tattoos on their face, and they just chanted as we pulled in. And then that's when it really went hysterical, because it took us a second to unload D, so there was this anticipation, this pressure cooker. And the second we opened the RV door, the kids just rushed the RV and went crazy, and, you know, the band took it up a notch. It was really, really cool. And, you know, I would point out, for me, it's not a big deal because I know how awesome D is. You know, I've known him since he was 5, and I travel with him thousands and thousands of miles every week. But for those who don't know him, to see, you know, 500 middle schoolers surrounding someone, celebrating them, and then to see that person is someone who stereotypically, unfortunately, is usually thought of as, I don't know, not a full citizen. What I'm hinting at is, you know, the stereotypes that people with disabilities often face. But, you know, when Darius comes to town, those stereotypes don't exist, as they shouldn't exist anyways. So it's a pretty amazing thing to see.
So now that you've tapped into this, let's look at this side, because this is something that truly is very prevalent in our society here in America, where, you know, I mean, this country is the one that's very much aware about the rights and, you know, and the differences and how we need to embrace everyone. But there are so many, you know, situations where you see that this disabled not really being able to participate because of one thing or the other. And what do you guys want to really target when it comes to this?
Go ahead, D.
I would say I want to target, like, the younger crowd with all this. Like I said in the movie, because the younger crowd, like middle schoolers and, like, people around my age, too, it's like if we all get together and do this, like, we can change it, and the younger crowd is going to be the one that might cure the sharing muscle dystrophy. So, you know, it's like, you know, like, older people might know about Jerry Lewis and stuff, but the younger crowd really don't. And what I'm bringing is, like, sort of like Jerry Lewis. It's like getting the word out about this and trying to get people to help. So, like, the younger crowd is definitely a big part of it. Like, trying to, because, like, they might be the ones to change it.
And what have you seen the younger crowd, what is their reaction to you, Darius, directly? Like, when you speak to them one-on-one, what do they say to you?
It's like they really listen, and, like, when I come to the school or something, like, they really care about what I'm doing. They got so many questions and things like that, and, like when I go to a school and, like, the teacher can't get this one kid to do anything, but when I come to the school, all they want to do is just help and try to help cure this disease and just, like, want to help us and, like, raise money from, like baking and stuff like that. Like, it's so amazing. I really appreciate everything the kids do for me. And it's just, it's like, it really warms me up inside to see kids happy about this and, like, just seeing people want to help. And, like, it makes me really want to keep on going, and, like, the little kids like Aiden and Charlie make me want to keep on fighting for them. So that's what I'm doing on the road for a whole year.
Yeah, and just for those who don't know, Aiden and Charlie, the kids he's referencing, are kind of, they're two characters within the film, the youngest members of other families that we explore who have been affected by Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And in the film, they kind of symbolically represent the next generation of kids with DMD and the generation that, by all scientists' accounts, should be cured. Like Darius said, when we talk to these high schools and colleges in particular, the person who applies his or her passion to Duchenne muscular dystrophy in the scientific lab is very likely going to be the one that affects this disease, because it's a very simple disease. They know the cause. They have a lot of science that's already angled towards affecting it, if it isn't already affecting it. It's more a matter of continuing to problem solve and brainstorm whittling it down to the cause that works, you know, most consistently for the the treatment that works most consistently and most effectively for the most amount of people. And it's close. Every scientist agrees that it's close. And that's, again, why we love our jobs, because we can see the difference immediately. It's really an amazing thing to be a part of.
Now, in your film, Darius says, or I believe, I'm not really sure exactly who said it, maybe the doctor that's there as well with the foundation, who mentioned that the cure, like you said, the cure hasn't been found, but they know exactly what is causing it.
Yep, exactly. So to run with his analogy, I mean, just picture a dartboard, right? And somewhere on the dartboard is the cause, let's say the bullseye is the cause of Duchenne muscular dystrophy. So every scientist, since they know the cause, they know exactly where the bullseye is, they know exactly where the dartboard is. So every scientist is just basically creating different types of darts and seeing which one can be the most accurate and hit that bullseye the fastest, the hardest, and the most amount of times. So, that's what's happening right now.
And now, do they make this public, or is that available information about what causes it?
There are some new strategies. I think crowdsourcing, as you're probably mentioning, is the new trend for science. I think it's brilliant. You know, propose a problem to the largest crowd possible, and the solution will be found the fastest. Therefore, there is some new approaches where they're offering the shape of the disease. And again, the Human Genome Project has a lot to do with this, because that's what gives us such a vivid and accurate look into the human body. And that's only just now starting. I mean, you know, it was started a while ago, but we're just now seeing the fruits of that labor. So, the deal is that everyone's really excited. All the experts agree that this disease will be the next major genetic disease cured. If it is cured, that same research will likely generalize to other genetic diseases. So this is kind of like almost a, I don't know if this is an accurate term, I hope a scientist isn't listening, but it's almost like a guinea pig disease, because it is so simple. If we can cure it, then we can apply what we learn to other simple diseases or slightly more complicated diseases and build off the knowledge that we gained through knocking Duchenne muscular dystrophy off the list. So that's really, really exciting to be a part of. And, you know, but the point is, and where we come in, is that none of this goes on without money. As you can imagine, it's very expensive to roll out a nationwide experiment or a global experiment, because this disease can affect kids anywhere in the globe. It doesn't decipher by, you know, geography or race, or it does decipher by gender. It mainly affects boys. But that said, you know, if we reach our million DVD goal, then $17 million more will be pumped into this research. 1 million people, probably more, because no one watches a DVD by themselves, will have enjoyed a really fun story. And most importantly, perhaps, or at least to me, being, you know, Darius's best friend, is in some way, if a million DVDs are in circulation, then our friend Darius lives forever, no matter what happens. So that's kind of the nature of this million DVD goal. It's a completely philanthropic effort, and it's truly in everyone's best interest.
And what you both have done, and all of you, the whole entire group, what you've really created is, you know, an ongoing project that just really exemplifies so many areas. Like, you guys are growing while you're doing this. I mean, how old are you?
19.
Yep, and yeah. I just turned 26.
Okay, see, you guys are young, you know, young people getting involved in such amazing things that it's just coming, like, bridging the different generations. I mean, you speak, Darius, you speak of who people usually regard to with muscular dystrophy, Jerry Lewis, who, how old is Jerry Lewis now?
Yeah.
You know? Or, you know,
yeah.
Who knew him? Who knew him when? And to us, our new generation, you're, you know, I mean, even to myself, I will tell you, I'd say, yeah, you know, muscular dystrophy, it hasn't touched anyone that I know, therefore it's something out there. Well, now with you, it's like it has a renewed sense of alarm and a whole renewed sense of we can actually do something. And exactly in your movie, this is what you said, the cure can be found this generation so that no other their generations will perish. And, you know, I'm hoping that it includes Darius, that it includes you.
That's right.
You know, because that's where your heart is. It's pulled because you're like, okay, I can participate and make a difference and help, because we all want to, like you said, you know, Darius was going to live forever because already all of you guys, because you're on this movie. But in the same sense, it's like, let's really turn the situation around by raising awareness and creating change. And like you mentioned, by crowdsourcing here, where everyone's coming together as a team to really contribute and see where this takes us.
Right, you're exactly right.
Well, I think that's amazing. Now, Darius, what about your schooling? What have you? Do you continue with that? What are you involved with?
I graduated in March, so right now I'm on the road for a whole year. But I don't know. I'm still like working on my rap music and stuff, and maybe go to school. I don't know. You know, you got a long time left on this goal, so.
We call Darius a Rhodes Scholar.
It is. It's exactly. I mean, that's the title. That's actually the title right there for your rap CD. You know, the Rhodes Scholar with Pimp My Ride. I mean, that's like, you know, people will be like, what's up? What's going on? So tell me though, what about your raps? Like, what, you know, what are you? I kind of heard there that you're putting a CD together.
Yeah, it's still in the works. Like, it's a lot of stuff going on. But when we was in Florida, I got a chance to work with this guy named Chris, and like, he's an amazing producer. And like, I laid down the track, but you know, I'm still working on some stuff. So it's in the works, man. And I'm happy about
yeah.
it. So. Yeah.
And also, you know, the reason Darius is talking about his rap career. Again, most people probably haven't seen the movie who are hearing us talk right now. Darius, kind of the mechanism we use to explain our relationship with Pimp My Ride in the film is Darius rap, and he's got some really clever rhymes and beats, and he's come a long way even since we recorded those. I think the new album will be less filmic and more, more hip-hop, but... you can see him rap in the film as well as on our website pretty soon.
Yes, I have. Now, I do want to ask you, do you play those instruments that are there, or you're just, you know, hanging out in the background?
Who, Darius or myself?
Darius.
Are you talking about, is she talking about the YouTube video, Logan?
Yeah,
oh,
I think
so. Oh, you're talking about the guitar one. Is
yeah.
that the one you're talking about? Oh.
Exactly.
Tell them about that one, Darius.
Well, it took a long time to get all them shots. That's what I got to tell you. Like, it was pretty cool. Like, once we got it together and stuff, like we like put. Logan, you can explain it better than I can.
Yeah. So that one's actually not Darius rapping. That's an artist called Robert Randolph. He's the man. He's this, you know, virtuoso slide guitar player, and we did this thing called stop motion where you basically record one instant in time over and over. And so Darius moving his hands, Darius's mobility is kind of limited because of muscular dystrophy, but he can also still move a fair amount, especially with some support. So we would go and move his hand and then step out of the shot, take the picture, move his hand again, step out of the shot, take his picture. And actually, if you go to the website, you can see Darius perform where he plays the drums, the guitar, and sings a Robert Randolph song called Headed in the Right Direction. It's one of our more popular videos, and there's some other great videos on the site too, but short ones, 3-minute ones, and that one's really, really funny. I'm glad you brought that up, Sandra.
It was. I mean, you guys were crazy because you guys, you know, you guys, I mean, just take this whole, you know, thing again, that's such a big, you know, serious condition, and, you know, but you guys have transformed it, and you've brought on so much love and laughter and joy and just, you know, kidding around. I mean, your whole Waslabi the whole Wasabi production. You know, I mean, that's like, it's crazy because it's funny because, like, you're part of the joke now, you know, and we're part of that joke. So
right.
If other people wouldn't understand, and your T-shirts, I mean, you know, this is just, to me, really is such a fun, you know, there's like a story within a story within a story.
Yeah, and wouldn't it be a tragedy? I mean, a lot of people think that this, like I said at the very beginning, a lot of people think that the film is going to be only sad or, you know, only poignant. Well, wouldn't it, the true tragedy would be if you saw someone as amazing as Darius, you know, who has inspired thousands and thousands of people and raised, you know, far more than $1 million. And, you know, if you only saw that as something that was sad. Darius is a very, very happy person. Like we said, he's a Rhodes Scholar. And, you know, he's just having fun and making a difference while he's doing it. And that's what we all love so much about Darius Goes West is it doesn't, it shouldn't turn anyone away because they're worried it's going to be sad. Darius is probably the funniest person I know, and also you got to admit the other crew members. I'm probably the least funny crew member. All 10 of the other guys, not counting myself and Darius, should be comedians. And you know, when we do a live show and we do the Q&A afterwards, we get a lot of laughs from the crowd. And like you said. Part of the joke, and the joke makes the world a better place.
And you know, at saying Rhodes Scholar, I mean that is, you know, you are a graduate of life, and you are living it, you are walking it, you are talking it, and you're writing it. You know, talk about a journey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what we all talk about when you talk about personal development, and you talk about embracing your life, and about, you know, rising above. And then, you know, you guys are, I mean, Darius, to watch you and to see you and just to know and understand also that there is a part of your life that you might not share in the open, and you might, you know, and even myself, I can understand, you know, it takes a lot when you wake up and you have a condition where you are, you know, where you have to be real. But I think, again, we all have something that we need to deal with. But it's about focusing on that which you can do, focusing on something bigger, focusing on your why, you know, focusing on helping other people. And that requires, you know, a lot of stamina. It requires that conviction within you, that character. It requires that sacrifice, that commitment. And that's, again, what you are doing. And you've inspired a team of 11 people initially you know, to follow you and to be there with you. And through that, they have grown. And now you guys together are inspiring, you know, thousands of thousands of people. So it's just talk about paying it forward.
Yeah, it definitely is. And, you know, like Logan said, like being able to show my life and just like showing the world just because you're in a wheelchair or you're in a certain condition don't mean that you're not happy and all this and that, you know, like Logan said, like knowing that this not gonna save my life, but you know I'm still living it and still living it to the fullest. And like my friends wanting to help me on this mission, give me motivation. So hey, I'm living life and I'm gonna live it to the fullest until I can't live it no more. And while I'm here, it's, you know, helping people and leaving the message to people. Even if I leave this world, this message will still be left to people years and years and years to come and keep motivating people, and hopefully we'll find a cure, you know, and people won't have to go through this. So I'm happy with what I'm doing, and I'm glad to be on the road working hard just to find a cure and stuff like that. So hey, I'm having fun with my friends.
Wow. You know, that touches you. That touches you because people can say, and you know, to believe that they can actually create change and lead forward, most people and most adults, you know, will die or will reach old age saying, what was my life for? You know, what did I do? Did I leave a legacy? Was I able to help one other person? Or, you know, and we see that now in our society with what's happening outside. And here you are at the age of 19 being able to live, you know, your life has happened a lot faster than other people's. But you're also, your life is fulfilled because you're doing so much with it.
Exactly. Thanks.
No, it's, I mean, it's, you know, to me, I really do find it amazing. And you know, and I know that your brother, you know, is no longer with you, and he passed away with the same disease, and that must be, you know, I mean, I don't really want to, you know, go there, because it makes people feel, you know, it makes you feel kind of like, oh, you know, but at the same sense, there's that requires, again, also a lot from you, and you continuously show that. So, you know, you just are truly a magnificent person, and you are an incredible being by just being able to share and to believe and to bring hope and bring inspiration and motivate people. And I just, you know, there's no reason why your DVDs are not going to sell, and you're going to raise more than the $17 million. You know, you're going to raise so much more. I mean, I'm here in West Palm Beach, where my church was able to raise $17 million to create a youth program, an actual, not just a youth program, but a whole building, and, you know, another parish. And they are someone, the pastor used to be a coach, and he is the person that I'm going to talk to about you. And, you know, it's
Sandra,
just amazing.
I think we need to get a DVD to your church. What do you think?
I know, exactly.
Send you one.
Exactly. We're going to, because this is, you know, I mean, I'm down with you guys, and I'm down with what you're doing, because what you're doing is not only going to impact, you know, the older people, but it's impacting our new generation, and the new generation is who's stepping up to make a difference for our world. You know, and we know it with Obama coming up. Hello? You know, I mean, you guys, you know, too bad you guys aren't going to be in D.C. area January 20th.
Yeah, exactly. I wish we could. That would be a lot of fun. We're going to be, we've already committed to some screenings around there. We're at UNC, though, which I think will be a really cool place to experience that, because they're such an active community. And, you know, one thing about the Obama thing is we're doing our best to get Michelle Obama a copy of the film, or Barack, of course, but more Michelle, because I think you know, as far as roles, she's more sensitive to the civil rights movement as far as people with disabilities go. One reason being because she is such a fantastic leader, and she, of course, she's in tune with that. But then another reason being, on a very personal level, I believe her father used a wheelchair. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to be a part of this new gusto that's going to reach out, and particularly to the youth. Maybe we already are a part, but we're really excited about, you know, trying to take action in a climate that's conducive to action. So.
Well, excellent. Well, good. So at this point, you know what I want to give them? What do you guys want to your parting words to, you know, just start on something new for everyone who's listening to this show? What would you like to share?
You go first, Darius.
Okay, I would like to say, you know, like, sometimes things in life get hard and want to stop you, but you got to keep on going. And second thing, friends are the most important thing in life. You know, like, Logan and the guys, like, wanting to take this trip with me gave me motivation to do it. You know, sometimes you need that little push, you know, to get you going. And, you know, my friends helped do that, and we still doing this. And, you know, and, like, friendship is the most important thing. My brother told Logan to watch out for me, and he did. And we doing this, and we still friends from this, so. Friends give you motivation to do good, so friendship, that's what I think.
And I don't think I'll, you know, I think Darius spoke for the both of us there. I think maybe I'll just supplement him for my last words and just be the director and let you know that we are trying to sell a million DVDs. And if you want to meet more of someone who's obviously a fantastic character, you can definitely go to our website, dariusgoeswest.org or .com. And I just want to say thank you to you, Sandra, and to all your listeners for, you know, taking this conversational journey with us, and we invite you to hit the road with us as well. Our screenings page is on the website, and we will be out for 9 more months to come. The million DVD year ends on Darius's 20th birthday,
and
it's September 27th, 2009. So that's going to be a day that hopefully we celebrate, a year coming to a huge success. But that success, we're gonna follow through. But that success hinges on finding participants to, like I said, watch an enjoyable film. So if you're interested, please do that.
Well, actually, thank you. I mean, and I hope to really be able to look at this way before September 27th, and have your goal met, exceed that expectation, so that you can just concentrate on your birthday and throw a major party, because you're going to have major people there. And, I'll say one thing in closing. God has given us that opportunity to go out there and be, the people that he wanted us to be. And I think that when you set yourself up to do right and to go forward and use your integrity and use your purpose and your life and your love, there is no way that your dreams are not going to come true. And we don't even know where this is going to go, because I just think it's you guys are just magnificent. I mean, Logan, thank you, because you guys really, it's amazing what you're doing. And I don't know if you guys realize it to the extent of who you guys are, but you guys really are true leaders, and you guys really are taking where we are in 21st century leadership to a whole new level of awakening, awareness, purpose, contribution, leveraging. So congratulations, and I look forward to being a part of you guys both. So thank you, Darius. Thank you, and a big hug, a big kiss to you both, and we will definitely be coming together this year with Darius.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see you soon.
All right. Excellent, guys. Take care, and happy traveling.
Thank you.
Excellent. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been both Darius and Logan with Darius Goes West. Go to DariusGoesWest.org or .com and become a member, become a participant, become a true leader, and help, because all we need to do is just be a part of it. And whatever comes up for you and however you can make a difference, be sure that you are and that you do matter. So this has been Sandra Bueno with Power to Be You and Rise to Win for our youth. Stay tuned tomorrow at 12 noon for our next show. This is Sandra Bueno signing out.